Howdy, Frank Show. Broadcasting live from the Morongo Casino Studios in Los Angeles. You can always follow us on Twitter at Heidi and Frank and like us on Facebook, Heidi and Frank Show. You can also follow on Twitter at Real Jeffrey Ross, the Roastmaster General. And Jeff's on the phone. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
What's up, you guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
So the roast of Justin Bieber is going to air on Monday night.
It is. Is that crazy or what?
It
sounds like a roasting dream.
Well, that's what we were talking about, too. And it's weird because I always thought that I never knew how roasting worked, but apparently he wanted to be roasted. Like, he reached out and was asking to be roasted. Is that always how it works, or do you pick people to roast?
It's never how it works.
Okay.
It's unheard of, and you got to give him credit for having the guts to do that. So this will be the longest roast we've ever done, 2 hours. There was that many jokes that had to be made about the Biebs.
And I'm sure there were jokes that were cut out.
Yeah, because you know, most roasts, the roasters mention each other, you know, before they actually get to Justin Bieber.
Right.
Or the Mega. So when it's Justin Bieber, did anybody even bother making fun of each other, or did it just like, there's so many Justin Biebers, let's just go right for the throat?
You know what? I did a few jokes about the other people, but at the end of the day, making fun of Bieber is like making fun of hospital food or dating. It's just endless material.
I thought it was weird to see, because I haven't seen anything about it on TV, but I read that Martha Stewart is she on the dais?
She's right up there just taking swings with all these other comedians.
That seems so random. How did you pick her?
You know what? Once again, it was Bieber's idea. He met her and hit it off with her in some way, and she said yes and came down, and she's filthy. She's a sexy, dirty woman.
Well, she is. I mean, there's something about her. Now, Heidi mentioned that most the honorees who are getting roasted are an honor. It's like when you get roasted, that's almost a sign that you've truly made it in life. Do you look forward to the one day that finally somebody roasts Jeff Ross?
I don't think I could take it. I really don't. I mean, you know, I'm sensitive. I even like try to like deflect the insults by shaving my head and wearing a red velvet jacket. You know, that's what's even more amazing about this kid, basically. I mean, he just turned 21. 2 weeks earlier, this roast would have been child abuse. It would have been by the county. And we did it, you know. I almost predicted it a year ago. Somebody asked me who my dream roast would be. And then I said Bieber. And then here we are promoting the Justin Bieber roast. It blows my mind. I mean, honestly, if we could roast him every year, I'd be happy with that.
It's going to happen on Monday, or it's going to be broadcast on Monday on Comedy Central. There were some jokes that won't make the broadcast. And is that your goal sometimes when you go in? It's like, can I go so far that they actually cut it out?
Comedy Central's like, ooh, boy.
You know what? I don't think about it like that. I think about it, how can I make Bieber cry?
Mm-hmm.
And I take it from there. And I go hard, 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 because people want blood, especially on this one. I mean, we're in L.A. Everywhere I go, people have been high-fiving me for a month. I feel like I'm roasting him vicariously for everyone. So I felt an obligation to go super hard on this one.
Yeah, he hasn't had to pay for dinner or a drink in like the last group. Now,
people are like giving me jokes as I like walk by. Every Uber driver is like, you got to crush Biebs.
And you're like, the roast is over. It already happened. I can't use this right now.
Have you reached out to like Arby's, since you are like the roast master general, to get an endorsement for roast beef? I mean, shouldn't you be on the commercial for Arby's or something like that to make some extra dough?
I should at least have a coffee company or something.
Yeah,
yes.
Something related to roast. A cookbook, 100 Ways to Cook a Roast.
How
something.
How did Kenny Rogers get my whole... I'm pissed. Is there an entertainment attorney on the line?
And I think you mentioned who you should roast next. Kenny Rogers. I think you should. It would be awesome.
You got all the plastic surgery. Well, it should be pretty
now
easy.
Now that you've done Justin Bieber, and that was your answer to a question last year, who's your most forward to roast. Who's in the crosshairs now for you?
Oh, man, I got one word. Kanye!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, that would be great.
Do you think he could handle it, though, Jeff?
No.
He doesn't. I don't think he has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
But who would have thought the Biebs could handle it, right? You never would have dreamed that this would happen. You know, we've been hearing about it for a month, so it's a reality. But come on, Kanye would be the greatest roast ever.
It would be so great because, I mean, Justin Bieber sitting there, you know, with a good sense of humor and laughing at himself, and usually the person in the chair is laughing at themselves. That's what the whole thing's about.
Yeah.
Kanye wouldn't be able to laugh at himself. He would be sitting there straight-faced, almost in tears, which would make it hilarious to the rest of us.
Oh, make it happen, Jeff.
I feel like he'd be taking notes.
I mean, he has a line of leather jogging pants. Just start there. Oh, that would be awesome.
Jeff Ross.
People want blood so bad that this one hasn't even aired yet, and we're already talking about the next one. I feel like people can't get enough of this for some reason. I don't know if it's because Bieber's such a great target, or we just love to see somebody, you know, taking it.
Well, they're always so good, I think, that's what people look forward to. And knowing that Justin Bieber is the topic, it can't help but be, you know, excellent. And everyone's going to watch this. On Monday, Comedy Central, be sure and watch the Justin Bieber roast. Jeff Ross, thank you so much for calling into the show. Next time, stop by and hang out with us for a while, okay?
That's a great idea. Thanks for getting the word out today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye, you guys.
1-800-955-5567. Yeah, I mean, the Justin Bieber roast. I mean, I did see, you know, some of the, because it was done, and then we're going to see the taping of it, but some of the jokes that came out, and it was just hilarious.
I know. I can't wait to see it.
But yeah, it does take something away. Justin Bieber asked for it.
There's that.
Because it is. I think when you get roasted, when you don't have to introduce yourself anymore, there's certain things that happen in your life that you're like, you know what? I've made it. We've actually had that as a topic. When did you realize that you made it?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you, you're not yet. I mean, when you bought a home, you're like, I made it.
Yeah.
Or you got the car of your dreams. I've made it. Well, when you're in the public eye, when you don't have to introduce yourself anywhere you go because people just recognize you, you've made it. If they want to roast you,
you've made it. That's true. And I was going to ask
you. You can't ask.
You can't ask. And I think, I mean, I'm wondering if he's got to be the youngest person to ever be roasted.
Probably.
Because I can't think of anybody else that would have even fit in the category.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.